Okay, third or new maimer, Patriot Zion, Chayisara. Pasuk says, "Vayeti Yitzchak v'soch v'sada." Yitzchak went out to daven in the field. That's when he met Rivka. Levi is there to explain this. What it means in a Yeshmishnu Brayser. In the time of the Tanoim, there was Mishnah and there was Brayser. Brayser, Peter, Shamishnah. What does it mean? Kamishnah or Klal. Mishnah, usually what happens in Mishnah is short and sweet. And usually a Brayser elaborates on the Mishnah. Or Brayser, Prat, Chala Mishnah, Vein, Bechlal, Elamashiv, Prat. The rule is the Klal has only what's in the Prat, in the detail. L'chayr, a Brayser, Lamata, Min, a Mishnah. L'chayr, a Brayser seems like, you know, what is Brayser? You learned it many times. With Rabbi Yehuda compiled in the Mishnah, he wrote Mishnah. He put in the Mishnah. Brayser in Aramaic means outside. That means what Rabbi Yehuda Anasi didn't put in the Mishnah is the Brayser. And therefore, many times the Gemara can say the Brayser is incorrect. Because it wasn't as authoritative as the Mishnah. So L'cheira, a Brayser seemingly is lower than Mishnah. But he says, Avol Emes, Shabrayser Gaber Yeser. The Brayser is even higher than Mishnah. Not only is it not lower, it's even higher. Why? The safe Maisa Machshava Tchila. Like we know, the lower the thing, the higher it comes from. So if Brayser seemingly is the detail of the Mishnah, so the Mishnah is more important, higher than the Brayser. But nevertheless, the fact that the Brayser is lower shows it comes from a higher place. Teda comes from all the way Chochmat Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? It's all the way up to the wisdom of Hashem, and it comes down Afilu B'Dvar Sheket, even into lies, right? Like it says, Zem Anim Tzasiya. This one said I found it. This one said I found it. This guy's a liar. That guy's a liar. You owe me money. I don't owe you money. It's a whole even lies the Torah speaks about. Ulfi Anira and Lochera seemingly he yirid the lamata ma'ed. There's a very big descent for Teiras Emes, right? True Teira, which is the wisdom of Hashem, to come down into the lowest things of lies and thieves and swindlers and who knows what. But he says the opposite. This is a very lofty level of Teira. Why? He says, Maisa, okay? So he says like this. Where do we see such a marshal? K'mosha Sheferes. Like a test tube or a tube. Hanichnis rishin yetzi achri. What goes in first comes out last. Therefore, in fact, Rashi says this in Chumash about Yaakov and Esav. Rashi says in the Moshe of Yaakov and Esav, so Esav was the firstborn. But that means in the uterus, so to speak, Yaakov was in there first, and then Esav, and then therefore Esav came out first. Right, so even though Esav came out first, nevertheless, Yaakov is higher. And he says, Kamei Adam Shusev Kolani Vrat, just say people are the lowest of all creations, yet Vubamaila Kulam is higher than all of them. Vakol Nivrabavod in the whole world was created for the purpose of mankind. And he says, Kizek Kol Adam, this is the whole purpose of the world, creation is the person. So even though the person is lower, the last of creation, but in essence, he's the highest. Because Dafka, down here, in Gashmi's physical world, in the physical world, is the ultimate purpose of creation, even more than Gan Eden. Because in Olam Haba, Tzadikim sit, like we learned, and they're having the ray of the Shekhinah. Because that's only the external level of godliness. Why, like it says, that he says, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you can only see my back. Meaning like this. In the revelation of Hashem, it's impossible to see the essential revelation of Hashem. Because it's too great of a revelation. Therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hareini noras kvidach, show me, he saw us in an opportune time. He said, show me your glory. Hashem said, listen, I'll show you my glory, but you can only see the back. In other words, the Kesher Shel Tefillin, as Rashi says. He says, what is that? A tainuk shemasi. What is Gan Eden? The enjoyment that a person reaches. Bavidosei ubechinas achurayim is only the external level of godliness. Because uponai ein beiv shori lahasi. The primius of Hashem, the essential revelation of Hashem, is impossible to see. Like it says, Hashem told Moshe, ben yilei yirani odom v'chai. Right? Simply means a person can't see me and he live. It's too great. By the way, we learned already. The Medrash says, what does it mean, kliyani odom v'chai? It doesn't only mean a person can't see me and live. Chai means the malachim, the chai sekedish. Even the malachim can't see, who don't have a body. When the pasuk says kliyani odom v'chai, simply means a person cannot see me and live. The Medrash says, no, v'chai doesn't mean you live. Chai means the chai sekedish. Not only can a person not see me using a body, even the chayis, the malachim, who don't have a body, can't see a lukus. Yeah, so therefore, what's Gan Eden? Gan Eden is only the external revelation of Hashem, like well, certainly a ray of the Shekhinah. Therefore, Gan Eden is only a ray. Therefore, action, not the kavana, the action itself is without enjoyment, or beli seichel, and without necessarily any intellectual. One second. Mikol chayelam haba is better than the whole elam haba. That means if a person puts on tefillin, yeah, without any enjoyment of it, and he puts on tefillin without understanding what it's all about, you still did a mitzvah. You still did a mitzvah. Why do save mice and machshava tchil? So what's the Alter Rebbe saying? Just like he said like this, Braise, even though it's lower than Mishnah, really is higher. Just like we see, what's the last of all creations? Adam. And even though Adam is seemingly the lowest, but from the other side, it's the highest. Is there who gamkin in your Mishnah Braise? That's all the aspect of Mishnah Braise, Sha Mishnah or cloud. Mishnah is a general statement. The Mishnah will say, Dalit tzitzis ma'akris. The Mishnah will say, you must have four tzitzis. If you have three tzitzis out of the four, it's no good. Or a sukkah, shigaveya. Or a sukkah, which is higher than 20 amis, is not good. So the Mishnah will just say, basically, short and sweet, say the rules. Yesh, and say, tamlazeh. But you have to find a reason for this, right? So that's where Braisa comes in. That's where Gemara comes in. Like Tchelis Deim Eliyam, or the Sukkah, the reason is the man Yedu Dereseichem. The people should know, and up to 20 Amos you see it, right? When you look straight, the Gemara says up to 30 feet you see, unless you go like this, unless you look up. So therefore, the Brais explains the details of the Mishnah. Ava Brais, he prat levaya Mishnah, b'chol digtuktim epratim. Like it says, Sukkah is Ganvach, Verakshu, these are acronyms for various different laws of Sukkah. Shein Tam LeDovot, that there's no necessarily reason for it. V'nere B'chush, and we see, Shilamayla Me'as Seichel V'atam. It's above Seichel. In other words, there are certain things that we don't, that there's no reason for it. We don't understand it. What? Yeah, because the error is the same.
Because it's an eye
vote. Yeah.
But here we're putting Braisa and Gemara.
He's not saying Gemara. I said the word Gemara. But he said Braisa.
I think it talks about it later on also. It says put Braisa and Gemara together. Like those are the explanations of the Mishnah.
Yes, Braisa and Gemara. First, they usually don't go hand in hand together.
Right.
But Braisa goes together with Mishnah because it's the same error. Gemara explains the Mishnah and the Braisa. He says, but that ain't b'chal a mashu b'shem b'mishnah b'chalal yesim miprata b'raisa. The Mishnah doesn't have more details than the b'raisa. You never find the Mishnah with more details than the b'raisa. The b'raisa always has more details. Umashilin is galat time of, and the reason why we don't always say a reason for certain dinim is yesim gavaya. It's higher. Meaning like this: when you give a reason for a mitzvah, that's logical. Right? So therefore, something you don't have a reason for is higher than seichel. And not only that, ki taimei ha-mitzvah slein is galul the reason of the mitzvahs weren't revealed. And therefore, mitzvah Shem Mashiach comes, it will be revealed. Meaning like this. Chassidus explains, there are mitzvah chukim we don't understand. The mitzvahs of mishpatim we do understand. But it's understood that even the reasons that we do understand of the mitzvahs, the logic of the mitzvahs that we do understand is not the logic of the mitzvah. It's an external logic that at the present we can understand it. The real reason would be revealed when Mashiach comes. Give you a simple example. Okay? Kabbalah Tzavicha Vasimach, honoring your father and mother, is a logical mitzvah. They raise you, they give birth to you, they feed you, they pay tuition for you, whatever. So you have to honor them. That's not the reason of the mitzvah. That's the logical reason for the mitzvah. But what happens if the reason doesn't apply? They didn't raise you, they didn't feed you, they didn't pay schooling for you, they didn't do anything. But you're a biological parent. Halachically, the mitzvah, kibbut avaim, applies. It doesn't make sense. They weren't good parents. They were cruel parents. It doesn't matter. The reason doesn't apply, but the mitzvah is not because of the reason that we know. La'asad love will be revealed, the real reason of the mitzvah. Not to steal, like we've learned many times. Not to steal is a logical mitzvah. But therefore, sometimes it could be logical to steal, like Robin Hood or all those guys. So what happens? So therefore, the reason of the mitzvah doesn't apply. Even the logical mitzvahs. That because there is no reason for the logical mitzvahs. That will be revealed when Mashiach comes. Ultimately. But
I want to make this, I'm trying to understand this. Yehuda Hanasi got the group of rabbis together and things that they agree and they said, yes, this comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, they put it in Mishnah.
Even when they didn't agree, they put it into the Mishnah, the various different opinions.
Right. Things was not accepted to them and they throw it out.
They didn't throw it out.
This is what the...
Oh, what do you mean? They didn't accept it as what? As authentic, necessarily.
As
more elaborate. You can have a bright side that's 100% correct. But they didn't put it into Mishnah because Mishnah was written short and sweet.
So they put it on bright, so that bright side means it's not acceptable.
No, it doesn't say not acceptable. I said it's left outside of the Mishnah. It's authentic. It's Torah. But because it's not as authentic as Mishnah... So then when a Braisa contradicts the Mishnah, we follow the Mishnah, not the Braisa. But if somebody from the Gemara says a statement and they refute him from a Braisa, he can't just say, no, I don't hold that Braisa. He can't say that. Unless they can prove that the Braisa is incorrect. They can't just say, they refute the opinions from a Braisa. All over the Gemara. Somebody says a statement, they ask a question from a Braisa, and they refute him. So you can't say it's not authentic. It is authentic. It's not as authentic as a Mishnah when they contradict the Mishnah.
So you do follow it?
Sure we do. Nobody lost. All the halachas we have today, most of them come from Braisa.
Right, Braisa is a ruling of the rabbis, right?
Yeah, of the Mishnah Tanoic era. Except Rabbi Ranasi didn't put it into the Mishnah. So he says... Okay, Vizel, Rab Shimon, daughter's time with the Quran. Rab Shimon, the Gemara says Rab Shimon Bayechoy would learn the reasons of the Pasik. Meaning, Shadada, Shamash, and Amber Pasik Tam Shaldova. What it means, what Rab Shimon said, reason for the main reason that the Pasik says, Leza Iker, that's not the main reason. Elo, Yakshesh Tam, but that Gavayla Maila, Yasimi Atam. Even for instance, the Torah says you have to sit in the sukkah. Why? The Torah says we keep a sukkah. Say shafti is mnei yisof because they put the Jews in the sukkah when they left Egypt. So the Rebbe is saying that's not the real reason, though. That's a reason at the present we could understand. But there's a much deeper reason. Nimsa shamitz shem masik botam. Therefore, it's understood the mitzvah that you don't understand the reason. It comes from a place, like chukim, right? It comes from a place that's above any logic. Obviously, that's what it means. We don't understand because it's higher than logic. And not like the world thinks. The main thing is to understand that he understands it and therefore he works with enthusiasm. It's not true. The main thing is maisa b'li tainuk. Because again, the ultimate inyan in mitzvahs is no reason. In fact, it's the will of Hashem. What's mitzvahs? The will of Hashem. Will is not intellect, it's what Hashem wants. Sometimes we understand why, sometimes we don't understand why. Here the Alter Rebbe says, even when we do understand why, it's not the real reason of the mitzvah. I'll give you a simple example in life. It's cold outside, so the parents say to the kid, put on the coat. So in the kid's mind, why should I put on a coat? Because it's cold. The parents have a deeper reason. You shouldn't get sick. Our parents tell a kid, do well in school. So a kid thinks, okay, why do I do well in school? Because I should get A's on my report card, whatever they do today. Yeah? That's not the real reason. The real reason is the parents want to become educated, to eventually go to school and get a degree or learn, or get to learn a trade or profession or whatever. So just because in the kid's mind this is the reason, there's a much deeper reason even in reasoning. Right? Older people tell kids to do something. Or in the army, discipline of an army. Whatever. There's much deeper reasons than the person necessarily understands. How much more so when it comes to Lukos? So the Alter Rebbe is saying, even when the person does say a reason, it's not necessarily the real reason. That will be revealed when Mashiach comes. And he says, the emes ain't a king, ikad amaisa b'li tainuk. The main thing in doing mitzvah is just do the mitzvah. You know, just do it. V'alev ain't a keim siyuya b'chinas gatfu. And the only thing, the feeling of the heart, meaning avan yiro, is the wings to make it fly high. And he says, "Inay mishna nikreir ubraisa b'china soda." In Kabbalah, it says mishna and braisa. So braisa means outside. So mishna is likened to city, and braisa is likened to the field, which is outside the city. Why? Because it comes in the lux bar chutz liir. Now he says, "Lochaedo, what's more important? The city is more seemingly the city is more important than the field. Why? Right? Because that's where people live. Where do people live? In urban areas, not in the fields. Achnira, but let's see. He said, "Mihu mechaya isam. Where do you get food from? From the city or from the field? Where do the people sustain themselves from? From the city or from the field?" From the field where things grow and you get food. That's a jungle. You bring the grain from. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe explains it this. Braisa gives sustenance to the Mishnah. And it goes into more details of the halacha of the Mishnah. And he says, the Gemara says a very sharp expression. So you're not to paskin from the Mishnah. If you paskin from the Mishnah, you destroy the world. Havli Elam is the hevel of the, why? Whoever made him, mitecha Mishnah, whoever paskins from the Mishnah. Why? Because without knowing the reason for the halacha and the details of the halacha, how can you rule from the Mishnah if you don't know the details? You have to know the details and the reasoning, if the reason applies in this particular case or not. Right, you can pass from the Gemara today.
So neither Mishnah, so what is the benefit of Mishnah versus Braisa?
Because in order to understand halacha, you have to know the source of it. In the introduction to the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, from the Alter Rebbe's children, they write, in order to understand halacha, the Alter Rebbe, you have to learn the Gemara, and then the Torah, and then the Beis Yosef, and the Ramah, and the Sai, Taz, and Shachem, and Avram, and then you can... The proper way of learning smicha, by the way, is not just to learn Shulchan Aruch, to learn the source, and then you bring it down, because then you understand the halacha much better. So coming back to this maimer, the maimer began, Vayetzi Yitzchak L'suach Basoda. Yitzchak went, suach means to talk, that's what the Gemara learns, it means davening, yeah, the daven mincha. V'zel Vayetzi Yitzchak L'suach Basoda, Lashen Dibur V'sicha. Okay? and it's an expression of talking and speaking. Miloshin shchia lamata. Miloshin, there's a passage that says v'soch reiman noshim. Soch means lowering the height of the people. So sicha, besides meaning talking, the word sicha means to talk, it also means the level of bringing down. Or like it says, v'chein kashe yifar shaseich alas ches. It quotes the pasuk from Yeshaya. So he says, what did Yitzchak do? V'yetze Yitzchak losuach, to bring down. To bring down what? Basada. What's the sada? Hubad is outside. Meaning, he didn't explain what this means. V'lif they said, when did he go in the afternoon, right before evening? Right before darkness comes. Okay? So he's going to explain what this means. But it says Yitzchok went out, Lasuach, to bring down Basada, when? Right before Choshech. Now he's going to explain what it means. Dine, a Teda Nishtal Shle B'Choshech, Teda comes down into darkness. What does that mean? He placed me in, it's a pasuk in Eicha, that he placed us in darkness, that Talmud Bavli, in other words, like this. Just like we learned Braisa and Mishnah, the same thing we have Bavli and Yerushalmi. Yeah? Talmud Yerushalmi was written in Yerushalayim. That's why it's called Talmud Yerushalmi. Talmud by Rabbi Yechanan, 100 years before Bavli. Now, Bavli was written in Bavel, in Golos. Now, normally we know a rule, ki mitzian teitze teira, tzian teira will come out of tzian Eretz Yisrael. Ein teira can teira is Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says there's no teira like the teira of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is much, but Yushami is much greater, like Reb Zeira fasted 40 fasts, 100 fasts, to forget Bavli when he came to learn Yushami because it's a much higher level of learning. Yet, when there's an argument Bavli and Yushami, you paskin like Bavli. That's the rule in Teda. When there's an argument Bavli and Yerushalmi, you paskin like Bavli. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, "B'machshakim hayshivani zetamid Bavli." Where's darkness? Eretz Yisrael is Gula, Revelation. Bavel is Golos, Choshech. So therefore, "B'machshakim hayshivani," Hashem says, "Where do you paskin, so to speak, from Choshech?" Now, Lucheira, how can you paskin from Bavli, which is lower than Yerushalmi? If Yerushalmi is greater, you should paskin like Yerushalmi. So that's the same thing. Because Bavel comes down into, like we learned, Yerushalmi, you ever see a set of Yerushalmi in 6 volumes like this? There's a lot of mesechtas in it, okay? Bavli is a massive. Why? Because Yerushalmi is basically statements. There's not so much discussion of questions and answers and arguing and fighting. That's why it's so short, because it's basically similar to Mishnah versus Gemara. So Yerushalmi is actually short and sweet. But because there's no argument and discussion, when do you come to the ultimate understanding of Halacha? When you, like it says, in order to paskin a shayla, you have to understand the Gemara much better than if you're learning it just as Gemara. Why? Because you need to understand the way you apply. So therefore you have to get into the real depth of it to know, to understand how you rule. And that's what Bavli is versus Yerushalmi. So even though Bavli is lower, Bavli can be called like Sada compared to Yerushalmi, which is eared. Nevertheless, the Halacha is like Bavli.
But the conclusion is the same.
No. There's arguments between Bavli and Yerushalmi in fundamental Halachas. We paskin like Bavli, though. When Bavli doesn't argue with Yerushalmi, then we paskin like Yerushalmi.
In order to be able to
paskin,
it's not enough to
you're
asking from the Mishnah, it's Havli Elam. So, it's Gemara that you need to know
not
to be able to
paskin. What?
You need to know Gemara in order to be able to
paskin. To paskin properly, unless if it's a clear din. But if it's not a clear din, then you need to understand the reason of the halacha, which.
But when you.
Let me give you a simple example. All these things, we learned many times. All these things of modern things, yeah, didn't exist in the Gemara. Okay, so you have to know the Gemara, and then you find out how to apply the Gemara to the present situation. In other words, every possible phenomenon every possible scenario, any possible scenario, and anything of modern technology and medical and everything, all exists in Torah. But obviously, you're not going to find it openly in Gemara, all about the... Okay? But so what do you have to do? You have to learn from the Gemara and figure out the reasoning of the Gemara and how to apply it to all these modern things.
General.
Yeah, but you have to learn the application of it. But in order to learn to know the application of it, you have to understand the in-depth of the Gemara to understand not a stammer statement of the Gemara. Because you can take statements out of context.
Give us an example.
What is Shabbat in space?
Shabbos in space, transplants. Okay. Lamo kakde vachez vayi ert kamar mel eis erev yi ert. Like the expression, in the evening will be light. Like a mushal, mi sharei to lift ne seiz a dover. Lichnes betechad. Okay. Like a person that wants to empty out something, to put something into it, avol shalei shir besechad. But not necessarily that it should remain in it. What meaning? Gamash nishtal shatera. Why taka this Torah come into, like he said at the beginning of the Maamar, all the way down into lies? He says, to clean the cheshach, meaning like this. The reason Torah comes into lies and swindlers, because that elevates the lies and the darkness of the world. How do you elevate evil? So he said, when you learn Torah about halacha, like you learn Torah about cows, it elevates cows. So Torah, because it talks about cheshech and liars and all evil, so that means by learning it, you elevate that level of cheshech. V'akush ha'mas tal skol sadin ha'emes lamiti. And he says, alim su ha'emes gilu rotzen ha'yim baruch. Like it says, ha'mas gilim yizor, and says like this, to finish up the maamar. V'zer v'yeitze yisrog l'suach basoda. Yitzchok went out to talk in the field in the evening to fix the darkness, meaning to transform the darkness of evening into light. Why the Yitzchok, which is the level of pachad v'yir, which is the level of bittul, like it says in Ein Chochma, and Yir Ein Chochma, because in other words, bittul, that's why it says v'yerev v'yibaker yomechad. What does that mean? Why is first Erev and then Baiker? Because only when Erev is transformed into Baiker do you have Yom Echad, the revelation of Elokus. But in order to that, you need first Erev, meaning you first need the level of darkness. And that's why Torah comes into all these false liars, swindlers, whatever. Because a person says, Ein Le'alot Torah Fil Torah, Ein Le'evindir Shebachayshah. Because he remains in darkness, because in order to transform the darkness, you need the level of Yitzchok, which is the level of Bittul. But it says, Yoshes Cheshech Sisrei, that he puts his secrets on the highest levels of Cheshech, which means, even though it's Cheshech, Mikama came, it's Sisrei, says it. It's the secrets of Elokus, meaning, because Cheshech is lower down here than up there, so there's more Kedusha in Cheshech, like Teo and Tikkun mean all those things. And that's what Yitzchok went out L'Suah Basada, to bring the level of art into Cheshech, Liban Hilchasa, which is the whitening of the Halacha, which means the clarifying of the Halacha, and that's the content of Baruch Hu B'Torah that they realize in the Sinatay. Any modern thing, yeah, we learned all the medical things. How do I know I could do it? Can I be Zoom for a minion? Yeah? Now, obviously, the Mishnah doesn't talk about Zoom. It didn't exist in those days. But by understanding, number one, like we said yesterday, what the Rebbe said with the ships, yeah? And the Moshe Fein said, you're allowed to, because he was misinformed, not because he doesn't know how to learn.
What?
About the ship, the Jewish ships on Shabbos. Okay, whatever. The Zim lines.
He wasn't
but,
born then.
He wasn't. So, in order to understand Zoom, Moshe, can I do a Zoom? Am I Yates a Zoom? So, understanding what the Gemara says. And for instance, understanding from a Gemara that says, if somebody blows shofar in a pit, so it says, if you're the echo, you're not Yates. If you're the original voice, you are Yates. So what do you see from the Gemara? If you don't hear the original voice, you're not Yetzer Shefer. Okay? So now, is Zoom the original or isn't the original? If it will be the original, you could be Yetzer. So you need to apply concepts of the Gemara. See, first of all, you need how to learn tremendously great. Right? And then it filters down into, and that's the way you do it.
How's the baby?